isn't. Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the Globo Bucket. Here comes Gigant. Here comes Gigant.
Gigant's making the play around Sweden.
Yes.
Jesse Gigant to the line.
Yes.
And it is
yes.
Jesse Gigant delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Delaware, Missouri State winners in college. 7-0 Sullivan takes a leave from Florida baseball. Tony Vitelli leaves the Tennessee Volunteers for San Francisco. And Steve Spurrier Jr. taking over quarterbacks at Florida. A busy Thursday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, October the 23rd, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Paul Strelo, 8:05. Going to talk some Clemson recruiting, some Clemson football with us. Can't wait to do that at 8:05 this morning. Come on, see us because we are at Eggs Up Grill in Seneca this time. Can't wait to get some good breakfast and meet some good folks out this way. Got a lot to tell you about what Eggs Up Grill does. We are here raising money for Tigers, for Tata's and Dabo and Kathleen's All-In Foundation. We kind of closed down the last week or so of fundraising for that and hope we set some records and raise a bunch of money and a bunch of awareness for breast cancer research and awareness here in the upstate of South Carolina. As you come by, we'll have hats and we'll have bands and we'll have T-shirts and koozies and tumblers and coffee to sell off with that. In the meantime, come get you a great meal today at Eggs Up Grill and start your day off right. Going to talk some college football today, some NFL football today, some college baseball actually today. Big weekend in college baseball for Clemson. Big night with the Savannah Bananas with Clemson as well. And we're going to talk about some baseball coaches news and football coaches news, maybe even a little World Series we'll get into here on a pretty cool, as I'm outside today, pretty cool morning in Seneca, South Carolina. I go back to Easley where Will Clanton's not my normal Thursday guy, but he's here today. Good morning, Will. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Doing good. It's awesome. Yeah, it's a nice cold day.
Well, for you, what are you about, 70 degrees inside right now?
73, actually.
All right. Let me give you my temperature here in Seneca. I'll set everything up, and I went inside just to get my little toesies, my little toasty toesies toast a little bit. How about 48 degrees right now?
Ooh.
In Seneca. I'm sorry, 45 degrees in Seneca right now.
Hey, we'll get you a nice warm cup of coffee.
Well, I don't drink hot coffee, though. It singes my tongue, and I can't taste anything for weeks at a time after that. So, cold coffee, yes, but not this morning. But I think I'm going to do double. During the break, I'm going to do a double hoodie and just bounce around, do some aerobics out here. We talked about stretching yesterday. I'll just do some push-ups and sit-ups out here for sure. Hey, I saw one of the weirdest things. Speaking of that, saw one of the weirdest things the other day, Will. I'm at a driving range hitting some balls, right? Had about an hour that I had some time to hit balls, and I went and hit some golf balls. And this guy would hit like five balls, and next thing you know, he dropped down and do like 25 push-ups. And then he'd hit five balls, and he'd do like 25 crunches. And then he hit some more balls, and he would run from one end of the tee to the other. And I'm like, man, what? I've never seen aerobic golf before. I don't know if he was punishing himself for hitting a bad shot or rewarding himself or if this is some sort of workout plan or something. But I liked it, man. Never seen it before. Never seen anybody drop and give me 20 right there on the driving range. But, hey, it works for him, man. It works. Quickly, what are we going to do in segment two today?
I want to talk about what's going on in college baseball. It feels weird talking about it this time of year, but I mean, yesterday there was a lot going on.
There is. Florida, Kevin O'Sullivan, leave of absence. And let me first say, and we'll get into it in the next segment, I like Kevin O'Sullivan. Matter of fact, 15 years ago, we're doing a show from Seneca, and Kevin O'Sullivan was assistant baseball coach at Clemson, pitching coach. And Sully came in and did 3 hours with us, and it was awesome. He lived in Seneca at the time, and he just came in, and he was getting gas. We were doing it at a convenience store, a gas station, and he just sat down and said, hey, man, let's talk, let's do it. So he did 3 hours with us. He was awesome. I've always liked Kevin O'Sullivan, but there's some things that are it now in his past and some things going on, and it just appears like some personal things happening, and hope that – everything's going to be okay with him and his family, but, man, it just feels like it's a little bit off the tracks for him right now. And then the Tony Vitello going to the San Francisco Giants, that feels like one of the strangest hirings I've ever heard in of all of our major sports. We'll get into both of those things. And then we'll talk some Clemson and Alabama baseball, some Clemson Savannah Bananas baseball coming up as well. Hey, Will, let me tell you what I did yesterday. So I got an invite to Highlands, North Carolina, and to play High Hampton. And it was absolutely phenomenal. It's my second time. My buddy's a member there. And it's the finest conditioned golf course I've ever played. Like, it's just phenomenal. Like, you can't have better conditions. Firm, fastest greens. Everything's like carpet, just immaculate. The backdrop of, you know, you've been to Highlands and Cashers. It's beautiful. The leaves are changing. Like, one of these is unbelievable days, right? So walk right in, look over, my buddy said, you know, I know you know this, but Bernhard Langer's a member. There he is having breakfast. So the former Masters champion and the greatest senior player of all times is over there having breakfast. And I was reminded that I played with a University of Georgia fan, and it was reminded that Kirby Smart's a member there and Nick Saban's a member there. I've got a really good Nick Saban story to tell that I was told yesterday on the air. I've got a great Augusta National story about Jack Nicklaus I was told yesterday. So yielding from the unbelievable day of golf yesterday, I've got about 5 stories I want to share that most of them are hilarious, and I think that our audience is going to like them today. So productive day on the golf course as far as the show is concerned. But, man, it's and I say this about Bernhard Langer. I didn't go bother him and his family or anything yesterday, but he was in my locker back in the early 90s, locker room back in the early 90s. I'll tell you, he's one of the finest gentlemen I've ever been around. And solid guy. So good things happen to good people, and that's evidenced by Bernhard Langer for sure. All right, we need to take our first break. We'll do that now. We'll come back. We're going to talk some college baseball in October, but it yields it warrants some good conversation because there's a lot of things going on in college baseball right now. Hey, Upcountry Fiber, get your internet, get your home phones, get your television stuff done. The very best television you're going to see is it, and the best 200-plus channels of HD TV, that best package, Upcountry Fiber. Home phones, office phones, you know, that can be simple. It can be complicated. It will be simple when you deal with Upcountry Fiber. And then finally, the very fastest internet, the best internet, no contracts, the fastest speeds, the best customer service you'll ever lay eyes on in any business out there. My great friends, Upcountry Fiber, 5 upstate counties. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. It's upcountryfiber.com for a stronger connection. Get in touch with upcountryfiber.com. And Will is in our upcountryfiber.com studios, as I am at Eggs Up Grill in Seneca. So we'd love to see you. They're starting to serve here now. So come by and get these fall pancakes and get these fall flavors of coffee. We'd love to have you when you come back for more. Segment 2 with Will Clanton right after this.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville.
Well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear. I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Experience exceptional service with Golf Cart Service, your trusted family-owned club car dealer for 55 years. We keep over 35 upstate golf courses running smoothly with our fully stocked mobile service truck. Whether you're purchasing new, used, or reconditioned carts, we offer flexible financing. Choose Club Car, proudly American-made since 1958, and avoid tariffs. Visit golfcartsc.com to explore our inventory, conveniently located at Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616 today.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time. It's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Bump City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Bump City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation? And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Tiger Sports Shop, tigersports.com. I am proudly wearing one of my two hoodies now. Will, you got to give me a little break here, buddy. When it's 45 degrees, two hoodies are allowed. So one of my two hoodies right now, Tiger Sports, tigersports.com. If you're coming to town tonight for Banana Ball, if you're coming to town this weekend for Clemson and Alabama in baseball, then stop by Tiger Sports and tigersports.com. It's still a bunch of soccer, women's soccer coming up, still a bunch of volleyball and some fall sports happening now. Do it, Tiger Sports, tigersports.com, College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard, our great friends at tigersports.com. And I can attest here, buddy, that the second hoodie is working, so thank you to Tiger Sports and tigersports.com. Hey, Will, before we get to segment two, my good friend Dennis down at Arthrex listening this morning and sent me a picture of him and Bernhard Langer. I didn't realize this, that Bernhard Langer is has an Arthrex Achilles repair. So, obviously, they did a great job on his Achilles because he's still playing at the highest level of his age. It is amazing what he does with the golf ball at his age. And so, good stuff from our friends at Arthrex there. Now, as we get to segment two with the very warm and toasty inside, Mr. Will Clinton.
Yeah, sorry about that. We are just we're putting you through the ringer today, but you got to work for your eggs, for your pancakes.
Yes.
For your nice
speaking of eggs, let me say this: we're at Eggs Up Grill, buddy, and they have an egg counter here. And right now, it's at 74,579 eggs. I think that's at this one location. I'm gonna have to ask when we get the guys on from Eggs Up Grill later on. But I think 74,000 eggs.
Wow.
Sorry, 74,579 eggs.
Almost 75,000. Okay.
Yeah, pretty good.
Hey, get them over that milestone, 75,000 today.
Let me see, you got 421. I cannot eat 420. I feel like Cool Hand Luke. How many eggs can I eat in an hour? Through all that. Anyway, college baseball talk now with Will.
Yesterday in college baseball, there was just a lot of news coming out. It almost surprised me. It did remind me of one thing. We do have that exhibition game that we started. I don't know if this is going to be a yearly thing, a tradition with Clemson baseball, but we're hosting the Savannah Bananas and Doug Kingsmore tonight. I'm not sure about – I guess I'll ask you, is there any attendance? Is there any way for people to get in there and see that game, or is this a closed practice essentially?
No, people. It'll be a packed house over at Doug Kingsmore. As a matter of fact, I went on StubHub. I'm trying to get Drake a ticket. Me and Drake and I a ticket tonight, and I'm on StubHub right now. And I'll look it up. But it was a couple $100 maybe or $100. But no, it'll be a sellout tonight. But Savannah Bananas sold some, and let me give you the latest here as far as availability goes for two tickets tonight. Standing room only $57, and section you see $113, $93, $93 in grandstand R. So not many available, but there's a few. There's 13 different pairings for, I guess, an average of about $100 a piece for the Savannah Bananas tonight on StubHub.com.
Hey, to see the Savannah Bananas, that's actually a pretty good deal based on what tickets are going for, not only when they played in Death Valley this past year, but anywhere they go, they're selling out. And if you can't make it, it's at 7 p.m., and they're going to have the game live streamed on the Savannah Bananas YouTube account. So if you can't make it, that's a good way to check it out. And, get ready for Clemson baseball. I know it's almost November, but, today is college baseball day, apparently. We mentioned earlier Kevin O'Sullivan taking a leave of absence. We don't have a lot of information on that, and I hate to speculate, but as you've mentioned, former Clemson assistant coach Kevin O'Sullivan is apparently going to be out for an extended period of time. We're not sure if that's going to lapse over into the baseball season starting in February, but we do wish him the best. The bigger news coming out of the SEC is Tony Vitello, Tennessee. This is I don't want to say it's never happened before because I'm not exactly sure, but this is the first time that I'm aware of that a college head coach has been plucked from his team into the manager role of a Major League Baseball team.
Yeah, I think that there was somebody in the 70s, someone I tried to tame the other day, and I hadn't really seen that. What's crazy is that, like, he spent no time at all in professional baseball. He's been at Missouri, at TCU, at Arkansas, and at Tennessee. And Texas has never happened there. But it feels like this is, you know, there's a lot of things college baseball is very similar to pro baseball. A lot of things is not. You know, he is an abrasive guy. He's an energy guy. I mean, his guys have bravado, and they talk trash and bat flip and finger point and, I mean, do the emotional things you don't really see as much in Major League Baseball. I am fascinated to see, you know, the hire. I think it's one of the most interesting hires I've ever seen, one of the most unorthodox hires I've seen in professional baseball. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see how it goes over. I mean, in a clubhouse, and I'm not sure if he's coming back, what the contracts look like, but, like, what is Justin Verlander going to think of Tony Vitello? You know, like, wait a minute, man, that guy, is he going to be all of a sudden finger pointing and barking at people as a strikeout? Is he going to turn to that guy now? Like, it just feels, it's a weird, weird deal. Maybe a weird fit, an interesting hire. It might turn out to be absolute gold, but it might turn out to be a dumpster fire. This is going to be fascinating to watch. And it goes to show you, too, because Tennessee baseball is on top of the world, and their recruiting classes have been phenomenal. And this is as good a baseball program as there is in the last 5 years in America. And now, if you're Tennessee, like, you just lost it. He was revered in Knoxville, and they loved the style, and the fans kind of had the same. They kind of inherited that. And now, like, all that's gone, and now who do you hire? There was a rumor out yesterday on one of the Tennessee Volunteers websites, and it was Kurt Schilling, who lives in Tennessee, would be interested in the job. And I'm like, wait a minute, man, wait a minute. It makes so much more sense for Vitello to coach the Volunteers than for Kurt Schilling to manage the Giants. But it might be the other way around. Like, what in the world? Like, this whole sports world is just upside down right now. I don't know how it's going to work for either. I think it would be an extremely difficult job to take over. Because Vitello was so popular, like, what's the next Tennessee guy? Are you going to hire that same bravado guy? You know, that same trash-talking guy? Or are you going to go a little more classy? And if you do and it doesn't work, then your fans are going to say, well, Tony wouldn't have done it that way. It's a hard job. And then on the Giants side of things, I mean, how do you know how that's going to work? And what's a 40-year-old pitcher going to think about coming in and having him? I mean, that's fascinating to me.
That's going to be really interesting to see. Tennessee had a lot of success. Vitello had a 722 winning percentage at Tennessee, coming off that national championship in 2024, and really an historic season back in 2022, where although they were eliminated pretty early in the Super Regionals, they went 57-9 on the season. I want to say they only had like one or two losses during the regular season before SEC championship play, but I'll have to go back and look at that. Just very strange how this happened so quickly, really.
Yeah. And like the thought process. I mean, honest to goodness, if you'd have given me 500 candidates for the San Francisco Giants job, Tony Vitello would not have been one of them. I mean, name another coaching hire that came from this far outside of left field. I'm out of left field for it. Like, no one had that. No one had any idea any of that would happen. That's just crazy to think about.
Maybe one of these movies like Angels in the Outfield or Major Leagues.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that that's based in fiction.
Yeah.
But officially, This is the first time that a major league team has hired a manager directly from a college program without them having any experience as a professional coach. So that's the official record there.
That's crazy to think about. And again, I'm just thinking about his style, you know, I think it's going to play – it played in college. I didn't think it would play in college, but it played in college. And the fans liked it, and the players liked it. And, you know, and he even recruited towards it. You know, some of the guys he recruited kind of turned it. You see video of Tennessee volunteer guys and what that – you know, their prospects, what they do on the field. And the taunting and the bat flipping and the finger pointing and, the trash talking on the mound and all that. Like that's what Tennessee baseball had become. That's who he is. But I don't think that's what Major League Baseball is going to do, is it? Is he going to be the same guy in San Francisco?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I feel like the major leagues are kind of headed in that more braggadocious direction. We talked about this before. A lot of the players now just kind of stepping up and. I think we called it the Dominican way, just being a little more over the top and, you know, wearing the chains and things like that. I don't think this is a bad hire because it's going to be exciting, at least, at the very least.
Yeah, it's must see how it works out for sure. Hey, just a quick note before we take a break. Clemson and Alabama on Saturday. That'll be interesting. And tickets are for sale. I think it's $10 a piece for Clemson. You go to ClemsonTigers.com for Clemson baseball on Saturday. And I know that I'm taking Drake over on Friday to the Halloween batting practice for kids that they've got set up. So Eric Backage is doing an awful lot of very interesting things with Clemson baseball. And let me just quickly on the O'Sullivan thing. Again, I don't know what it is. I was on Florida's message boards last night, and they were some pretty pointed things that were being said about what was happening there. Prayers to him and his family. I hope it's not a health issue, but that thing's kind of been off the rails a little bit as of late. And hopefully Kevin O'Sullivan, he just seems to be like a lightning rod for controversy as of late, and hopefully he can kind of get his life and his personal life and his family life. He said personal and family is the reason for all that, so hopefully he can kind of get those things back in order and pray that he does that pretty soon for sure. I enjoyed segment two. Let's take an open phone line segment. We'd love to hear from you. Got some text flying in now. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We'd love to hear from you. Eggs Up Grill, raising money, Tigers for Tatas. I'm going to tell you now, if you've not given, so many have, by the way, and we thank you so much for that. If you have not given to Tigers for Tatas, I want you to do that now. Text the letter T, the number 4, and the letter T to 53555. 53555. Every bit that goes to Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation, this breast cancer awareness, this mobile mammography unit helping breast cancer research and breast cancer awareness and early detection is so important. And It's a big thing of what we do every single October. We love doing it, and we love making a difference in the upstate. We ask you to do that. If you've not given yet, please just consider doing that. We thank you for that. T4T, text that to 53555. Short break. We'll come back. An open phone line segment right after this.
Attention Roar listeners. Are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? With our friends at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with their Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. They're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results, and I can speak to it because I lost over 50 pounds on the program 2 years ago. There's no starving, there's no endless workouts, and there's none of those risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks that dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off forever. And for our listeners right now, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee, you'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free. They'll even cover the cost of your food during the program. And just for booking, you'll receive their 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. But don't wait. This guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. That's right, the next 25 callers. So call 864-644-1900 right now and mention the code NEWYEAR. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
One bag at a time makes a big difference. Help clean up Anderson County one bag at a time. If every household countywide collects one bag of litter from your neighborhood, imagine how much better it would be for everyone. All we're asking of you is one bag at a time. Make it a fun project for your family or your neighborhood. What a difference we can all make. Anderson County Solid Waste will provide cleanup supplies. Just call 260-1001 to report bags and request supplies, one bag at a time.
Get ready, Upstate. The legendary Jason Carter, renowned fiddler for the Del McCoury Band, is bringing his own Jason Carter Band to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, Friday, November 7th. From the Grand Ole Opry to the Grammy stage, Jason's fiery fiddle and soulful sound will have you tapping your toes and clapping your hands all night long. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPack.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this unforgettable night of world-class bluegrass.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Ever tried calling an insurance company after a wreck or work injury? Press 1 for confusion, press 2 for excuses, press 3 to never speak to a human again. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm, and we don't play those games. If you've been injured, we take on the insurance company so you don't have to. You focus on the healing, and we'll handle the headaches. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. We don't let them mess around and get away with it.
I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in...
Technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street, fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low, Ace Plumbing's a name everybody knows. Ace Home.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. Choose from one or two-story designs starting in the mid-300s and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Community pool opens in 2026. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $15,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Going to throw it deep, down long. There's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
See, Will, I see what you did there where it said where everything flows, because you know we're talking about one-time plumber. What if it doesn't flow? Like, what if that septic tank's not flowing? What if those, what if that toilet's not flowing? What if that, drain's not flowing? I see what you did there. One Tom Plumber. The name is the number. Get in touch with them. Charleston, Columbia, Greenville. One Tom Plumber is the one that's going to help you out and do a great job with you. One Tom Plumber does an amazing job. It's onetomplumber.com. Remember this. One Tom Plumber, the price is the price. It's a, you're going to get an unbelievable plumber come out and take care of any of your issues, the water heaters, the septic tanks, the drains, the disposal units. They're going to take care of all that for you. 24-hour emergency service. You're going to love them. My good friends at One Tom Plumber. Don't go searching and Googling all that. Just remember, when it does happen, the name is the number, One Tom Plumber. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hal's been hanging on. It's getting Hal very early here today. Good morning, Hal. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine. If the World Series might start,
yeah.
I mean, it's sort of been a lot today. You could have had him on your show talking about that because his wife had ties with the Upstate, and you could try talking about him, and it's the same as Bernie Kosar, or what he's going through lately health-wise.
I hadn't seen that. I didn't know that he's going through a hard deal health-wise there. But Hal, and I appreciate it because you reminded me of some Tommy Lasorda stuff, and hope you have a great day, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Tommy Lasorda was good friends with a friend of mine, and as a matter of fact, his son was the bat boy for the Dodgers for a while there, a game there. And so it's I met Tommy Lasorda one time. He was at Clemson, in the Clemson football locker room. And a gentleman, man, an interesting guy, but Mr. Dodger now. And that guy loved the Dodgers. And I know he's probably looking down now, very proud of the World Series and what the Dodgers have done and what we've had to maybe the greatest postseason game in Major League Baseball history the last Friday night by Otani with three home runs and 10 strikeouts, six shutout innings and 10 strikeouts. So good stuff there. And I know a lot of Dodger fans, a lot of Dodger pride through all that. So and you got the Blue Jays, and they're very interesting lineup that they have. It's going to be a good World Series. Looking forward to it. Tomorrow night, game one of the World Series. All right, because we're going to have a bunch of people here, a bunch of people with Paul Strelo and all that coming up. Will, can I tell my one story I learned? I've got two, but can I tell my best one right here this time? You going to allow me, we allow that here this morning?
As long as it's your best one, yes.
Okay. Is anybody on hold, by the way, Will, because I don't want to step on their toes with that?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm playing golf yesterday with one of Jose Alvarez's buddies. And Jose has been on the show before. Great guy. I played golf with Jose before. And, you know, former Atlanta Braves pitcher. And, like, he's this great guy that has done an awful lot in the community and all. So his son, Jose Alvarez's son, wanted to be a caddy at Augusta National and take that as his full-time job. And there is an extensive training process that goes into it. So he was lucky enough to get the job, lucky enough to go through the training, the selection process, and it is a pretty intense training. And so you go through, you learn all about the golf course, and you learn all about the greens and the breaks of the greens, and you go through and I'm not sure how long it works, but they're not going to put a guy out on the golf course till he's ready. You know, you got to remember you're dealing with some high-end members and high-end players and all this stuff. So I mean, again, as you would imagine, Augusta National, a very extensive training program and how to read the greens and all the breaks and all the little things about Augusta National, right? So Jose Alvarez's son goes through all of it and passes it and becomes a full-time caddy. Well, how the caddies work there is you draw, the caddies draw on a board, one through how many ever players you got that day, and whoever, you know, you go in order, of you get to pick who your player is. You look at the tee sheet and who else playing. Well, and Jose Alvarez's son's very first day, he gets number one. And so he's got his pick of any of them. And again, now you're probably talking about the CEO of Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution editors. And, all, you know, you're talking about a who's who, right? Looks on the sheet, and what do you know playing that day on property? Jack Nicklaus. The greatest player of all times, the guy that's won 6 green jackets, and his son says, "Man, look, I got to take Jack Nicklaus, right? I mean, Mr. Nicklaus would be a great first round for me." So he goes through it, and so, you know, you meet him on the range or the putting green, whatever, and you shake your hand, you introduce yourself, and, you know, you're thinking, man, this is Jack Nicklaus. I'm going to be pretty quiet, but I'm going to try to learn, you know, from him and everything. And so meet back up, and they're on the first tee, and Jack Nicklaus looks at his son, at Jose's son. He says, you know, good to see you. Said, nice to meet you and all. Said, looking forward to a good day, a good walk with you today. Said, how long have you been here? And he said, Mr. Nicklaus, this is my first day. He said, oh, okay. So Nicklaus rips his first tee shot, right? And he said, man, we have a great day today. Your first day is going to be great. So he rips his first tee shot down the middle, hits an 8-iron up there about 10 feet. And they get up on the putting green up there, and Jack Nicklaus walks behind the hole to look at the putt and walks behind his ball, looks at the putt, and takes him every direction. And he calls in the caddy, and he looks at him, and he says, is this about a ball out on the left? And the caddy looks at him, and he's scared. This is Jack Nicklaus. And he looks at it, and he said, Mr. Nicklaus, he goes, and he looked long and hard. He said, Mr. Nicklaus, you know, no one knows these greens more than you. But, and this is hard for me to tell you, but I think it's the other way. I think it's the ball out on the right. And Jack said, very good, son. I was just testing you just to see if you had enough guts to tell me what you thought there. How about that, man?
That's great.
Nicklaus knew it was the ball out on the right. He just wanted to test his caddy to see if he could stand up and do it. And the young Alvarez did, and had a great walk, and I take it I guess he's still there today. But what a great story, huh? Isn't that good?
Oh, that's great. Hey, yeah. To contradict a legend,
yeah,
got to have a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I mean, on your very first read of a green read, you've got to go the other direction away from the legend, but yet. He knew what he was doing because he had the same read as well. Just wanted to test him out there. How about Nicklaus having that? And said he had a great time through all that. And I've heard awesome things since then about Nicklaus. Anyway, good little story here to kick that off. Let me get to our Adams Dakota Ring text line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. The Tennessee fans are texting in now, and they are telling me that the assistant coach there, Josh Elander, has been there since 2018, and he should be the Tennessee coach, and they feel pretty sure that's going to happen there. So we'll see. That's got to be a tough job, man. That's got to be a very tough job for sure. All right, this is from 5484. Hey, Mickey, love the show. You do a great job. What is your opinion, thoughts on Vaz getting more carries than Randall in the game on Saturday? It seems like his drop-back passer, he's not a runner. I think it means Vecina there. Also, you look back at the LSU game when we had a lead in the third quarter and simply abandoned the run game. What are your thoughts about being such a pass-happy offense? I think it destroys a hard-nosed train of thought. Well, I think that we, after the LSU game, I think that we pretty much actively second-guessed, you know, running the football. We felt like Clemson should have committed to the run more, and Clemson should have, you know, run the football a lot more, and had, you know, a little bit of success doing it. This past week, I think it's a little bit different story. This past week, what SMU had decided to do was, because with Vecina in the game, that they were not going to let Clemson run the football. That they were going to stack the box. It was eight guys in the box, and that they were going to take the run away at all costs and cause disruption in the run game and make a backup quarterback beat them through the air. Now, you know, some of those runs were called runs, some of those weren't, but even like Clemson wasn't going to run the ball. The offensive line has not blocked very well, and Randall's been good, not great. There's not a lot of depth in the running back room right now. And so, you know, the other side of the argument to that is, if you can't run it, then why are you trying to run it? You got to commit to the run to slow the pass rush down some. You've got to commit to the run to make sure your linebackers and your safeties don't jam the box, and they've got to respect the run game a little bit. You know, don't get deep drops and get that great pass rush going. Your twists and your stunts, you know, if you know you're in a passing down, those tend to work a lot more than they do against a run game. But with that said, you know, Clemson's offensive line was not blocking the run game very well. The other part of that is that they were just, you know, SMU was daring them to throw the football and making an unproven passing quarterback, an unproven quarterback as a passer, I should say, throw the football. With that said, Vecina did better than we thought in the passing game. and the wide receivers made some plays in the passing game. Still a drop or two, but they made a few more plays in it. So while I agree with you on the LSU stuff, because you had to get a little more out of it, and you had a little success in the running game, I think this past weekend it was just there's no sense in running into a loaded box. You know, they're going to jam it up in there with the box like that, then you're beating your head against the wall trying to run it. I don't care. The greatest offensive line ever in the history of the game. You could have Art Shell. You could have Anthony Munoz. You could have the greatest offensive lineman, Dave Remington in college football. You have these greatest offensive linemen you could ever have. But here's what I know. 7 is more than 5. And 8 is more than 5 or 6. And you're just not going to be able to block. 5 guys can't block 7 guys. And so there's no sense in trying to – you can say bringing the tight end, and that'd be 6 guys trying to block 7 guys. Even in, 7 is greater than 6. And you've got too many guys in the box, so you got to find a way to throw the football to keep those people honest and to see how you can do that and make sure that works for you. Anyway, hey, I do want to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialists. I cleaned out our garage the other day, and I want to tell you our garage looks awesome. And matter of fact, Drake looked at me and goes, Dad, that garage is amazing, man. I went, yeah, buddy, yeah, absolutely. We love our garage floor. We love everything about our garage floor and what Carolina Flooring Specialists did. Go with the most experienced team out there. It's Carolina Flooring Specialists. High-performance epoxy-based flooring for your garage, mechanical rooms, basements, weight rooms. Do that at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Go with the very best in the business. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158. We'll have an open phone line segment when we come back, open text line segment, talking some college football. Let's preview some games coming up. It's a good weekend, not a great weekend. It's a good weekend in college football. We'll get to those games and more when you return for hour number 2 right after this.